Akashwani presents World News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. India expresses deep concern over Israeli attacks in Doha, calls to resolve issues through dialogue and diplomacy. Death toll in violent clashes in Nepal rises to 30. Indian Airlines to resume normal services to Kathmandu today. France erupts in nationwide protests after appointment of President Emmanuel Macron's loyalist as Prime Minister. Charlie Kirk, a conservative political activist and an ally of US President Donald Trump, shot dead in Utah State. And co-founder of Oracle, Larry Ellison, overtakes Elon Musk as world's richest person. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern over the recent attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Mr. Modi stated that India stands firmly in support of peace and stability in the region and against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Prime Minister appreciated Qatar's role in promoting regional peace and stability, including its mediation efforts in Gaza, aimed at securing a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Sheikh Tamim thanked Prime Minister Modi for his expression of solidarity with the people and the state of Qatar. The Ministry of Health and Population of Nepal has confirmed that the death toll from protests led by Gen Z demonstrators has risen to 30. According to the ministry, over 1,000 people were injured during the nationwide protests. The health ministry said emergency services have been mobilized to handle the situation and hospitals have been instructed to remain on high alert. The protests, which began in Kathmandu on 8th of September, were driven by demands to lift the social media ban imposed by the KP Sharma Oli-led government and to ensure greater transparency. Air India and IndiGo have announced that it is operating special flights from Delhi to Kathmandu and back to help passengers who have been stranded due to the recent developments in Nepal. The airline has asked passengers to check the status of the flights on its website. It has also thanked the government and other agencies for the quick coordination to facilitate this in the interest of passengers. IndiGo said that they will resume 4 daily flights to and from Kathmandu today. In a statement, the airline said that 2 special relief flights will also be operating, dedicated to bringing passengers home safely. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the government is actively engaging with the United States to finalize a bilateral trade agreement. His remarks came after U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared positive updates on trade talks and the growing ease in bilateral relations. Speaking at the FICCI LEAD Summit in New Delhi, Goyal stated that trade negotiations are underway with the European Union and New Zealand as well.
We should allow the negotiations to happen. We continue to have very good relations with the United States. And I'm sure that we'll be able to resolve some of these issues and come to an equitable, fair and balanced agreement.
Earlier, in a significant step towards easing trade tensions, President Trump announced that his administration had resumed trade negotiations with India. Responding to the announcement, Prime Minister Modi said that the ongoing discussions will help unlock the limitless potential of the India-US partnership. NASA has begun barring Chinese nationals with valid visas from joining its programs, underscoring the intensifying space race between the rival powers. The policy shift was confirmed by U.S. government agency. According to NASA Press Secretary Bethany Stevens, NASA has taken internal action pertaining to Chinese nationals, including restricting physical and cybersecurity access to their facilities, materials, and network to ensure the security of work. Chinese nationals had previously been allowed to work as contractors or students contributing to research, although not as staff. Charlie Kirk, the conservative political activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA was killed after being shot at an event at Utah Valley University. President Donald Trump confirmed Kirk's death on social media. Police said the shooting occurred at around 12:10 local time and the suspect is in custody. Kirk, an influential ally of President Trump, is known for holding open-air debates on campuses across the country. He's a conservative commentator and podcast host with millions of followers. He's best known as the founder of Turning Point USA, a non-profit organization that seeks to spread conservative ideas to students on U.S. campuses.
I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much.
24 years after the deadliest attack on U.S. soil, Americans are pausing to remember the nearly 3,000 victims of 9/11. Ceremonies and events are taking place across the United States to mark the somber anniversary of the 2001 Al-Qaeda hijackings that forever changed the nation. On 11th of September 2001, four hijacked passenger planes were used as weapons. Two crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York, a third hit the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., and a fourth went down in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers fought back. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. France is gripped by nationwide protests against President Emmanuel Macron and his government. Protests started after the appointment of Macron loyalist Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister yesterday. Authorities confirmed that more than 200 people were arrested during the first hours of unrest as thousands poured onto the streets under the banner of the Block Everything movement. The Macron government had deployed an exceptional 80,000 police officers across the country in an attempt to prevent large-scale disorder. Despite this, protesters erected barricades, lit fires, and staged demonstrations across multiple regions. As per media reports, demonstrators clashed with the police, blocked roads, and set fires in Paris and other cities. Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau said that a bus was set ablaze in Rennes, the capital city of Brittany administrative region. He also said train services in the southwest were halted after damage to a power line. Elon Musk has lost his title as the world's richest person to Larry Ellison, the co-founder of Oracle and an ally of U.S. President Donald Trump. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Ellison's wealth surged to $393 billion, surpassing Musk's $385 billion. In World Boxing Championships, Indian heavyweight boxer Nupur Shiran reached the semi-finals of the women's 80-plus kg category at Liverpool in United Kingdom, defeating Oltinau Sotimboeva of Uzbekistan. The 26-year-old Nupur, who entered the competition directly in the quarterfinals, overcame a tough contest to beat Uzbek 4-1 and secure at least a bronze medal. The 80-plus kg, which is a non-Olympic weight category, features just 10 boxers in the ongoing competition. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India expresses deep concern over Israeli attacks in Doha, calls to resolve issues through dialogue and diplomacy. Death toll in violent clashes in Nepal rises to 30. Indian Airlines to resume normal services to Kathmandu today. France erupts in nationwide protests after appointment of President Emmanuel Macron's loyalist as Prime Minister. Charlie Kirk, a conservative political activist and an ally of US President Donald Trump, shot dead in Utah State. And co-founder of Oracle, Larry Ellison, overtakes Elon Musk as world's richest person. And that is the end of this news bulletin.